Temperatures across the Midwest were cool yesterday, but not necessarily as cold as they were at times early in this past weekend. High temperatures ranged mostly in the teens and 20s from the Dakotas into parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin, and also southward into Iowa. High temperatures elsewhere running in the 30s and 40s across the majority of the Midwest, and we saw 50s and some 60-degree temperatures occur in hard red wheat country as well as the Delta and a small part of the interior southeast. Well, the forecast today is going to continue similar to that of yesterday in the sense that we're not likely to see a tremendous amount of precipitation coming into the Midwest anytime real soon. There will be a succession of small weather systems coming through the region, most of which are going to be frontal boundaries. And as each one comes across the region, we'll likely see a little light mix of precipitation coming through the region. Probably the most organized storm system we have on the charts at the moment is a system that comes out of Texas and Oklahoma as we go through the night tonight and tomorrow and works its way northeastward through the heart of the Delta into a part of the Ohio River Basin, and that will occur as we go from tomorrow night into Thursday with the Delta and the Tennessee River Basin probably wettest. Some rain amounts will likely get up over an inch in a few locations. Most of it, though, will probably run a couple tenths to three-quarters of an inch, and the potential for heavier amounts of rain will remain in some locations, especially in central parts of Texas and southeastern Oklahoma, which is one area where the rains were suggested to be heaviest, and there may also be a region coming out of the northern delta into a part of the Tennessee Valley that will likely see some 1 to 2 inch amounts as well. The storm system will be followed by a little bit quieter weather for a little while. The next opportunity for precipitation will come with a couple of frontal systems that will move through the upper portions of the Midwest. Each one of these frontal systems will likely generate a little bit of light snowfall, but not much in the way of substantial accumulations are likely to occur. And during much of this period of time, we'll see temperatures above average. The exception will be over the course of the weekend, when there will be a fairly aggressive cool front dropping through the region, and the temperatures will likely fall a little bit below average for a brief period of time. Looks like probably Saturday night or Sunday, will probably be the coldest period of time. We will see temperatures getting down to the single digit and teens across a part of the Midwest, but there should not be any crop damaging conditions in wheat country because we will have snow on the ground in the areas that will see the coldest temperatures. The cold air is fairly short-lived in its duration across the region. We'll likely see temperatures warming back up again early next week, and we'll likely see the bias to be warmer than normal once again until the next round of cooling takes place, which will probably come briefly during midweek, but more significantly sometime after the second weekend of the two-week outlook. In South America, overnight there was rain and thunderstorms that occurred in some of the driest areas in Argentina. The dry region had been from Cordoba into Entre Rios in northern Buenos Aires. About 50% of this region got 1 to 2.4 inches of rain, most of which was in the eastern half of this dry region. Areas to the west saw a tenth to five-tenths, with a local amount of three-quarters of an inch. All of the precipitation was welcome, but the western areas that saw the lightest amounts of rain will be back into a stressed environment already by the end of this week, and will continue that way through a fairly large part of the weekend and early next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.